The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation handed out 8 awards for environmental excellence yesterday, and one of the winners was the New York Yankees. WNYC's Jim O'Grady's here to talk about it and to complicate the story, I'm assuming. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, they didn't get the World Series, but how many organizations competed for these awards?
36, and the Yankees won for things they do at their stadium in the Bronx. They compost 4,000 tons of food waste and donate 125,000 pounds of unserved food to homeless and senior centers.
Okay, but you say there's more than that to the environmental footprint.
Well, yeah, like the millions of fans who travel to and from the stadium for this team's 81 home games per year.
That's right. The subway goes right there, Metro North. Yeah. You told me the MTA says more than half of those fans do take mass transit, and that's really good for the environment.
It is, but that's not what the Yankees wanted their fans to do originally. The current stadium opened in 2009, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And before that, the team told the city it needed $237 million in tax-free bonds to build garages with 9,000 parking spaces, which was way more than was needed. It was a lot and more than was needed. But the Yankees threatened to leave the Bronx, and so the city agreed to the deal.
So how'd that deal work out?
Disastrously, Richard. The city handed over 25 acres of public land, including parkland that took years to be replaced. The private company running the garages is now in default because most fans are taking mass transit, like you said.
Right.
And now the company owes the city more than $70 million in back taxes and rent, which it'll probably never pay.
Okay, so did the DEC consider all of this when choosing the Yankees for an award?
Yes, that's exactly what I asked them, but they didn't say. The Yankees do good stuff. They use composting and recycling to keep 85% of the stadium's trash out of landfills. But they initially pushed driving as the way to get to games, and that has had environmental consequences.
Okay, Jim, and any predictions? Maybe they'll win another award next year, next season?
Well, maybe on the field. And they should just keep doing the good stuff they do with the stadium.
Keep composting. WNYC's Jim O'Grady. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.